I need you to make the longest mashup you can.
Should I get 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. Singing, life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's sex on deck? Patron on ice, we can pop bottles all night, and you can have a little chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. I can't tell you what it really is, I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel night in my windpipe. Buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh, yeah. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor. If I could find you now, things would get better. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and they're never gonna keep me down. Cause I'ma tell you, like who told me, cash rules everything around me. It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Check it. To the left, to the left.
Okay, so you may have heard at the beginning of that is that it was a challenge, and the challenge was to do a matchup in 3 minutes, and didn't he do well? Amazing. That video was actually posted by somebody there on Facebook, and my daughter reposted it. And I tried to get in touch with the gentleman to ask for his permission to put it on the show. And he said, it's not mine. It belongs to somebody else. Apparently, this person has only a nickname that he uses to sign into a thing called TikTok. Yeah? And he has a page there under the name of Cooper Allen One. So you can see him doing that in the video live. And I think it's amazing. I really do. To take on that challenge and to keep in note for 3 minutes, you know, as they tune through the different radio stations, it's just amazing. And okay then. Our core queue is building up nicely. Let me see now. We have 5 people at the start of our 2 hour show. We've got 2 psychics with us there this evening. 2 69 we'll screen in just a moment. Carolyn, I can see you. You're in there on line 5. Right. And right, I'm just going to put that in the little box here. And we're going to say hello to our first hour guest then. And we have Bryn.
Hi, Ken. Hi, how are you doing? Bryn?
Thank you for joining me.
Good to hear you.
Oh, wonderful.
Good to
hear you. Well, so we've got Tina in the corps here this evening as well. So Tina's joining us there this evening. So Tina doesn't get a reading herself. Bryn, can you read yourself?
Me?
No, can you actually read for yourself?
Well, I can kind of read what's good or not good for me, like for food or if it's a certain movie, I can read that. It's not easy. It depends. It depends on the question. It's question dependent, I think.
I know that.
Yeah.
Very well. I can read for occasionally for family members.
Right.
And it's kind of a rarity because you get the energy of the family is kind of different. And,
it's hard to be impartial or whatever.
It's almost impossible. You know, it's very hard to be impartial. And reading for yourself, it's like you said, intuition. I think intuition guides us on occasions to do the right thing, you know.
Sometimes I can tell whether a person is good for me to meet with or not. You know, you can get a sense of the person. In that sense, I can read for myself. You know, I can say, don't go with this person, or don't get to know this person, or do get to know that person. You know, that kind of thing.
That's about as far as it goes. Yeah. It really is.
Right.
Okay, then. We're going to open the lines. Line 1's disappeared somewhere. I don't know where they've gone. All right, I can see them. Okay. Right, I'm going to shut my microphone off in just 2 seconds, but I need to say this lady's name first. Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Heather?
It's Heather?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Heather, how are you? How's it going?
I'm well.
Good. How can I help you today? What can I help you with?
Okay, I just have 2 questions. I just want to know about when I will find new employment, and
okay.
I want to know about when love will come into my life.
All right. Let's go with employment, Heather. Let's see. So, Heather, when I go into your energy field and I ask, okay, when will Heather get new employment? Okay, when will Heather get new employment, guys? All right. I'm looking within, let's see here. Hold on a second. When will Heather get new employment, guys? So, okay. This is what I hear. Now, with timelines, I gotta say, timelines can be very fluid. They can be shifting around. So I'm just going to give you approximate timeline. I'm looking within a 2 to 3 week period of time when you get your next job position, I feel. If I were to say it's going to be within... Heather's going to get her opposition within next month. I feel, within 2 to 3 weeks. That's what I hear at this time. Yeah. And I feel when I look at this new job position for you, Heather, I feel it's an upgrade is what they're saying. I feel this new position, this new job for you is an upgrade. It'll feel like you've been there before. And what I mean by that is that you'll take to it well, as if you knew what it was about and that you'd done it before, if you hear what I'm saying. So it's kind of like, let me look more about this job. Okay, well, Heather, enjoy this new position she's in. Yeah, you know, I see it's going to be beneficial for you, and I think you're going to get some friends from this job, too. Not only workers, co-workers, but friendly people. So I feel the atmosphere of this new job for you is going to be, it's going to be good. I feel within you, the type of worker you are, that once you get into something, you're very dedicated. I kind of see an essence of a workaholic in you, in a sense at times, especially if it's something you're passionate about. And financially, I think this next job for you, Heather, is going to be, let's see, how's finances for this next job for Heather? Yeah, beneficial. I see some raises coming up in not too distant future. So I feel, you know, as you're there for a while, when I look at, let's say, the managers or whoever is boss, opinion of the type of work, what kind of worker you are, I feel very good, dedicated, solid ground is what I get. So anyway, that's what I see, Heather. Yeah, for work.
Awesome.
Yeah. And let's see, love life. Now, do you want me to look, say, like for the big one, say, like marriage, or you want just a dating relationship kind of thing?
I guess I'll go for the big one.
Okay. The big M. The big M, as they say. The big mother. Okay. Let's see. So, Heather. Okay, when is Heather going to get, when is marriage for Heather? So, I feel when you're going to get married, okay, let's go here. I'm just trying to search it here. All right, so listen, I feel you're going to meet a partner within a year, 6 to 8 months, and I feel that I feel this next partner that you meet for a long-term relationship or marriage, I feel there's going to be a very strong sense of knowing between you two, like a link. They're calling me, they're saying the word link between you and this person. And I feel it's almost like both of you will want to hitch up in the not too distant future. If I were to say, okay, you meet this person like in 6 to 8 months within this year, then I feel that the year after there's a possible marriage. I feel, you know, I do see marriage. This is the marriage partner they're talking about. Well, I mean, between now and then, I do see you being able to date people, maybe go out on dates, you know, look around, check this guy out, that guy or that person, whatever. But I feel when I look at marriage for you, Heather, I feel this man, it's almost like you both know, and you both know what to do about it, you know? I mean, you'll have time to get to know each other, of course, but it's almost like you've already known each other for a while. So I think there's a past life connection or a soul connection between this person and you. And it's interesting. I think in the past life, this marriage partner that's coming up for you, there was this, either it was a maternal link or a paternal link, that you were a child and this was a mother and father. Not that that's going to play out in this lifetime. It's just, you know, the roles that you had back then. But I feel it's going to be very, you're both going to know. So, and let's see, what is this person like? Okay, so what is Heather's marriage partner like? Well, the word I get is very steadfast, honest. He's up front, you know. He doesn't pull punches. He really is a fearless kind of person in the sense that he tells you what he thinks, but in a healthy way, you know, in an honest way. So I feel, if I were to say communication between you, Heather, and this man who's going to be your marriage partner is going to be very beneficial. He's going to teach you a lot, and you're going to teach him a lot. And once again, there's that link there between you two. So what does he look like? Okay, what does Heather's marriage partner look like, guys? What is Heather's marriage look like? He has a very nice face, very full face. Not that it's round, but I just feel he's very well proportioned. I feel kind of muscular, but not like over muscular. I do feel just a full faced person. You know, good looking. He'll definitely have his eye on you. And I feel, yeah, what other characteristics of this man? What is the main characteristic of his marriage partner? You know, when he likes something, he goes for it. He doesn't procrastinate. He's like very forward and like there in the moment. Okay, I'm going to go for this right now, and I don't think about it, you know, kind of thing. You know, I don't kind of like wait in line or procrastinate. So, yeah, that's the kind of person I see for you.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting. And I feel, you know, in terms of you, Heather, and his compatibility, I feel that it'll be very strong, compatibility between you and this person. He's very quick-witted. He has a quick wit. He can come out with the funniest things, I think, out of the blue. Like, where does that come from? You know, so he has, and almost like he channels a comedy or something. So, yeah, I think you'll have an interesting time with this person. Yeah, yeah. Anything else? Or I can just ask for, like, a message. Or do you have any other questions? There's the bell. I'm sorry. I'll have to talk with
you
again. All right, Heather, take care.
Stay together.
Bye.
I had a time on that one. Okay. Right. It's difficult to know that when 10 minutes is gone, really. Because it's like, yeah, you know, it's 10 minutes. It goes quicker than you think.
It goes quicker than you think.
If you want to get hold of Bryn there, Heather,
yeah,
do click on tonight's link there, where you see first hour guest. That is a clickable link, yeah, and you'll be able to meet Bryn there on his page, yeah. So
yeah, and you can get me on Messenger, or my email is bryndurham@gmail.com. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Bryn, I hope you're ready for this one, because we have our very Christina.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi. What's
How
your
are
name?
We doing? It's Tina.
It's Tina. Hi, Tina. How's it going?
I'm good, and you?
Not too bad. Not too bad, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just anything that Spirit's got for me, Bryn, please.
All right. Let's see. Tina, what's going on, Tina? So, I feel whether you're doing it yet or not, there's some goals that you're planning, or you're looking forward to some new changes coming up for you. Because I feel when I look forward into your life, Tina, I feel there's a lot of new situations coming in your life in terms of opportunities for meeting people, but also self-expression. I don't know what that means. but I feel that there's almost like I'm seeing a picture of, you know, right now things might have been a little slow, but I feel things when they come into the fall time, there's going to be a lot of changes, for beneficial changes. Okay, let me ask what changes now. Let me get more specific. Okay, what changes are coming from you guys? I feel, okay, it's like there's a lot of it about your inward spirituality. I feel things opening up for you in terms of your heart, moving forward in your insight into others, into yourself. I feel changes. Let's see, there's changes in the economy for you. I feel financially, I feel, Tina, there's going to be more people wanting your help. I'm not quite sure. Do you do anything in the creative realm, like Tina, like a creative kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I do. I actually have Facebook. I have a Facebook page where I do lives as well, Bryn. With the changes coming along, when you're saying to in the falls, I've actually got psychic nights booking in as well for all different
right.
places. So you're 100% spot on with them.
Yeah, and I feel, you know, when I look at the type of person you are, you're very in tune. I want to say they're just showing me the galaxy, actually, a very strong link to, like, the cosmic forces, galaxy, you know, star origin, star, I want to say maybe ET kind of link with that. And I feel, as I see you moving forward, Tina, I feel that more prosperity, more links to other venues for your work, too, that are coming. More,
mm-hmm.
I think almost like word of mouth is going to be a big factor in sort of new connections for you. And when I look at your spiritual path, Tina, I feel that actually, I don't know if you planned it or mm-hmm. you're going to, but I see there's a book around it, a book that you might compose, like a book or something, a book of dreams maybe, or have you been planning doing anything about a book at all?
No, I've been writing in my diary a lot.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
That's it. Let me ask if she's going to, if this is it, or if there's a book coming. Is Tina going to be writing a book? Well, it feels like a dream journal. Do you put some of your dreams down in this journal?
No. I keep them all within my head, but I don't write them down.
I'm hearing to put them down, to put them on paper, because then you'll get a different perspective from them if you write them down. Is
right.
What I hear. And when I see you between now and the end of the year, I feel that more connections. I feel also, and you probably do this, but I don't know, you have a strong connection with animals, like animal communication or ability to communicate with the animal kingdom. Even insects, I'd say, like insects,
mm-hmm.
like the insect community, because I see ants. I'm getting a picture of an ant and a butterfly, and you know, like also animals in the wild. So I feel that developing more. And when I look at what's surrounding you, okay, what's surrounding Tina, guys? What is surrounding Tina? I see a lot of angels around you. I see a man on a horse that's with you, like a spirit guide. It's interesting. This man is like from medieval times. And he's in like a knight's armor. It's interesting. Okay, who is this guy? Okay, is this a spirit guide? This knight's armor. He's a link to a past life you had in the medieval times. I feel this knight, because I see a man on a horse and he's wearing he's wearing armor, and it's just showing me that there was some kind of past life or significant past life you had in medieval times. Not quite sure what it was, but he's just showing me himself to me. He's not saying much. He's just very quiet. And let's see what else. Let me see messages here. Any messages? They want you to be around flowers, like get around the flower kingdom, like gardens and flowers and nature. I just see kind of flowers around you, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
And also you can talk to the flowers. You can communicate with them. I feel there's an ability to communicate with the plant kingdom because they listen to you when you talk, you know, so
yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions, specific questions?
Is Mum and Dad around me, are they proud of what them, basically, because it was actually them, the trauma of losing them has actually inspired me to do what I'm doing.
Okay. And let's see, so it's a... your mom and dad on the other side. Let me see here a minute. Let's see. Is Tina's mom and dad on the other side? I see the mother there. I see the mother around you. And she's kind of helping. It's like her hands are on your back, and she's kind of, moving you forward, I feel. Like she's kind of like pushing you forward. So she's helping me. She's helping you move forward and not stay stuck sometimes. You know. Just keep going, dear. You know, she says.
I understand what she's saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and,
let me see
what else she has. See, mom and dad, is dad around? He's more, dad's more in the background. He's there, but he's more quiet. Was he in the art? Was he in the services? In the services, your dad? Was he in the army?
No, he wasn't. But I do have family that was.
Okay, maybe I'm seeing one of those because I see somebody in a uniform, and his hands are crossed in front of his. Like on his belly, like just standing there, like I had a kind of an attention kind of thing. But let's see what mother has to say. Unless you have other questions, Tini.
No, we'll just see what my mom has to say. This should be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, mom. Okay, mom. Do you have any message for Tina? Any message for Tina? Okay. She says, try not to do too many things at once. Try to focus because. You have a lot of things coming your way, she's saying, but they're all good, but just focus on one thing at a time. Don't get too scattered. Mom is saying. Yeah, she says focus down. Go to what at the moment feels the right thing to approach. Okay, take it from there. I think Mom is saying that. Did she like to knit? Did she do any kind of knitting?
She did, yes, she did.
Yeah, because I see her knitting while she's talking. she's making a sweater or a scarf or something like that.
she always used to knit.
Right, but she's there. She's right. She's really like almost like a ancestor guide of yours. You know,
yeah.
She's kind of moving you forward. So, yeah, that's about it for Mom there.
But, okay then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Thank you, Bryn. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's lovely, isn't it? That's right on the button. That's nice, Tina. Okay, and you may have heard me say there, ladies and gents, that we've got quite a busy talk here this evening. And Queen being our second hour guest. So if we have a chance, we will try to get everybody a second dose or anything, or a second reading. If we don't get an excessive caution. So you know, stay with us if you can. But there's one lady that's called and asked only to be called in the second hour, that's fine. So, you know, okay. So let's go then. Let's do the result.
Hello,
Veronica.
Hello.
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 Hi
Brian. My name's Veronica. I've been a guest
Hi, Veronica. How you doing?
Hi. Best show in the show. Best show in the market. Support the network.
Okay.
Hi, sir. I just want to and that was an awesome reading from Ms. Tina Marie. Top psychic, and I can tell you you're there. Okay. So all respect. Just like a lightly type into my energy, just lightly.
Yeah. Okay, Veronica.
And what I'd like to know is, I was supposed to have someone come in my life. I was told that by the famous, what we consider your top rated, because you are. And I had to leave for a job. That was 3 months ago. And that gentleman still in my mind, because I have to go back where he was, and I know that he was telling the brother-in-law about me, and the brother something that was an older man, and he was saying that he was almost 40, and I was a marriage type, not the one I stand female. Anyway, to make story short. Is he still in the picture for like later on? Is he coming in later on? I do text him like 3-4 times a week, and I just say hi.
Okay, and what is his name again?
It starts with the letter E. Erasmo.
Okay. It's Erasmo. Is Veronica going to see Erasmo? If I were to say Erasmo is still in the picture for you, Veronica, I feel that, let's see, is Erasmo still in the picture for Veronica? No, I feel it's going to be another man. I feel it's somebody else. I got to be honest with you. I don't see I'm not seeing Erasmo as being the person. Yeah, I'm not getting that, to be honest with you. You know. Now, with that said, nothing is written in stone, but that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Yeah. And in turn, so let's just look for you for a relationship coming up, right? Shall we do that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so any relationship coming for Veronica. So when I see your next relationship coming in, Veronica, I feel that if I were to say there's a new relationship coming in between now and the end of this year, I feel they're showing me the fall. The time period now, with what I'm going to say, timelines are very fluid and they can shift, so I'm just going to give you approximate potential timeline. When I look at your next relationship coming up, Veronica, it feels like around September, October. It could be near the end of August into September, I feel. It doesn't feel too far into the future. And when I look at this new relationship coming up for you, Veronica, I feel they're showing me two men. There's two men. Okay, what are these two men coming forward for, Veronica? I feel one is a past one. One is a past association. One is somebody new. And they're going to they're not telling me to tell you which one to go with, because you will know which one to decide on. But it feels like in terms of relationship, there's two men approaching you. I feel one wants to reconnect with you, Now, who knows? It might be Erasmo. I'm not sure. I'm not getting that too strongly, but I'm not putting that out of the picture. And the other one is somebody else. So I feel that you will know at the moment that it happens what you'll feel in your body in a visceral way, who to really link up with. You know, if I were to say, Veronica, are you going to be alone between now and the end of the year? I don't think so. I see boyfriend material coming. I get the color rose pink, which has a kind of romantic, unconditional love type of feeling. And, you know, red is the color of the heart. There's, the heart energy, the red, the Valentine heart, you know, type of symbology. So I feel I don't see you alone between now and the end of the year. Potential partner coming in. So yeah, that's what I see. And doesn't feel too long into the future is what I feel. Yeah.
Brian, real quickly, can you give me a description of the one in the past?
Hold on a second.
Because I know he goes by another name.
All right. Let me just take a look at him. This man is coming in from the past. What does he look like?
The one from the past.
Yeah, I'm tuning into him now. What is the one from the past coming in to see, Raga? So I feel the one in the past, either he did or he has some facial hair on him, I feel that he is slim, somewhat tall and slim, but not too tall. And he has a good smile. He has a good smile, I feel. Yeah, this man. So, that's all I'm getting about him. I feel that he's somebody you knew. What the type of person he is, okay, this man... comes from the past. What type of person is he, guys? He has a quiet side to him. He has a quiet side. He likes to read. This man likes to read. He actually has a kind of somewhat literate way about him in terms of books, you know, knowing about books. So I feel, this is what I'm getting about this person. So,
Do you see like a tattoo on him? Do you see a tattoo on his body?
Does this man have a tattoo? The one that's coming from the past. Let's see. Does this man have a tattoo on any part of his body that's coming from the past, guys? Possibly, I want to say it's on the left side of him. I'm not sure about that. On the left side, it feels like...
Hmm.
Yeah. Not
you got
sure
it.
About
what
that.
Does it have? Do you know the picture of
it? Is a picture of the what type of tattoo it is?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. What tattoo does this man have? I think it's a face or a...
You got it. Look at how good you are. That's the one with the man with the letter E.
Oh, that might be Erasmo. There's a face on this tattoo. There's a face. I don't know if it's a relative of him or a friend or something, but it seems like a face on his body, on his left. Yeah, left side. I know what part. It might be the middle part of his body or torso. I'm not sure.
Quickly ask you. You ask me how does he reconnect with me? How?
How does this?
You see it?
Man from the past reconnect. Yeah, hold on.
I mean, he has his my text.
I feel that he'll be, okay, how does this man connect with Veronica, the man from the past? How does he connect with her? I'm feeling through the internet or email or maybe Messenger or something. I'm not sure. Texting could be something electronic. It feels like to me. Yeah. And then there's the other guy, the new guy, because I keep getting two men. I got this man, and I got another man, and he might come in a little later, but it seems like he's coming. They're showing me and him and this other guy at the same time for some reason, because I'm not getting a clear picture of this new man coming in. He's a little younger than the guy coming in from the past, not too much younger. I'm not getting much on him, but he's not coming forward too much. So, but anyway, that's it for now.
Thank you, Brian. Nice talking to you. You nailed the tattoo. Thank you.
All right, Veronica. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Veronica. Right then. Well, this hour, we've got time for just one more then, before we hand over to our second guest. Okay. So, Lance Force disappeared somewhere. Okay. Never mind. Okay, so that means that we'll take line 5. Carolyn.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brian. I don't know how this new system is working, but I didn't want to get anyone else but you. You know, what I like about your readings, I'll start off by saying, is you're non-judgmental. I mean, you just... You don't get in there and start saying, oh, you know, you should do this, you should do that kind of crap. We don't call for life coaching. You know, a lot of people are doing that,
Sometimes I give suggestions to people, but I don't say, do this, do that. I'd say, you might try this. Or, you know, if they ask for guidance, I'll give it to them, you know, only if they ask.
Yeah.
You know, like, what should I do? Like, well, this is what you might do. You know, this is what you can choose to do or whatever.
You give a pure reading, which I so appreciate and respect.
I appreciate
or respect these other kinds of readings where they're like, you should do that, or the guides are saying they want to kick you in the ass. You know, I've had those kind of readings on these shows, and it's like, what? Back off. You know?
Okay.
Anyway. So what I wanted to say is I am looking at a place this Saturday, and it's temporary housing.
Right.
And it's 4.5 hours away. And I signed the lease. It's temporary housing. It's just month to month, but I'm kind of scrambling. First off, I'm doing this because supposedly my house is going to be selling at the end of this month, and I have to clear out, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these people could decide. Now, these people could decide that are buyers. They've been saying one moment they say they don't want it, the next moment they say they want to go forward, and the last time I heard from their agent, they do want to go forward. And so, I mean, it's all up in the air right now. But anyway, I got this temporary housing. It's 4.5 hours away. And I'm wondering how you see, how the guy's universe sees that temporary housing 4.5 hours away. I've already signed the lease.
I kept getting, even from the outset, good. I feel I got word good, the temporary housing for you. I feel it'll fit the bill is what they're saying. That's the phrase I'm getting. I feel the temporary housing will fit the bill for you. It's adequate. It goes into the realm of being very adequate for you. It's kind of in terms of space and room, it'll just make it for you in a good way. It's more on the better part of making it good than the other side of it. So I get a good feeling about this temporary housing for you, Carolyn. I feel it's a nice neighborhood. I see trees. Are trees around there? Like trees?
This is the thing. I've started calling other property management places in the area to ask them about this one because it's not getting good reviews. But it's a property management company. And the last review was in April. So now we're in August. So maybe they've changed things. And, you know, out here, it's a crisis. Nobody can find a rental, and the rentals you find are just, I don't know, you just can't find a rental. And up there, it's even worse because California people are moving in and blah, 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 blah. And also, I'll tell you something else. These people I'm hearing that have lived in these units, like Bathurst, some of them, and God knows where else in the country, they haven't paid their rent because they're protected by the pandemic, the government or whatever.
Right.
They're saving their money. They're not paying the landlord. They save their rent money. And so then after 10 months, they have a hefty sum, and they come out here, and then they've got this money that they can move in.
I see.
So,
okay,
that's a sad story. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, my God, I hope this isn't a ghetto I'm moving in. I've tried to look at the pictures on the Internet, and I'm paying through the nose for it. I'll have you know.
Right.
I'm paying through the nose. It's just a month-to-month temporary housing. And I'm not used to renting. I haven't had to rent in God knows how many years. But, you know, I'm trying to make it work, and I'm just going to keep
looking.
Yeah,
no, I think it'll be fine for you. I'm getting fine and good for you, this temporary housing. It's going to be adequate, and that's all you need for now, you know. In terms of the neighborhood, let's see, what type of neighborhood does this temporary housing have?
Or just the neighbors,
it's not
the people
bad.
Within.
There's some funny sections, but not too bad. You know, let me put it this way. If I were to say this neighborhood that the temporary housing is in is a dangerous neighborhood, no, it's just it's a little, you might say it's a little grimy at times, but in terms of upkeep, but it's not bad. I'm not seeing it as bad.
Yeah, and every minute will be spent looking to see what my next step is, where I'm going to live. And do you see these people actually buying the house where I'm at, my house that I live in? Do you see them actually finalizing?
Yeah, is it really going to go through? Let's see. Okay, is this house going to be bought by the end of August? God's house going to be bought by the end of August? I do feel that there might be a small delay, possibly, if I do see ultimately that this house is going to be sold, the one that you're living in now. It's going through is what I'm hearing. And in terms of the timeline, is it the end of August? I see that, you know, end of August, the first week of September, it feels like. That's what it says.
Okay, great. September, then it would be delayed, for sure. Okay, well, we'll see what we see. You know, I'm just trying to jump through some hoops here. And, and it's okay. I mean, it's all an adventure, whatever.
Right.
The word choice that we use. Well, I'm...
toss that word around, right? No, it's an adventure, it's an experience or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm paying a huge sum of money to move into this place. So I'm thinking that's got to narrow and weed out some weirdos. You know, hopefully, it's not as, I don't know, you know, I just hope and pray it's not dire. And, you know, where you saw some griminess, God, I hope not. God, I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm used
to. I don't think it's too bad. I just kept getting good for you, you know, good. It's going to be
good
for you.
Okay, good, great.
You know,
that
covers a lot, you know. That's what I got from the very beginning.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'll embrace that. I'll certainly embrace that. In the meantime, I've got local stuff here where I live I have to take care of. There's still stuff I have to wrap up business-wise and other things. How do you see that coming to fruition?
When I see you getting all these things done, wrapping up loose ends and business things, is Carolyn going to be able to do it, yes or no? Yeah, I get the word you'll follow through. It's a follow-through. It's going to happen, you will. I'm not seeing any problem. If I would say there's going to be any obstacles in you getting things kind of tied up and loose ends and, you know, take care of this and that before you move. Definitely. I don't have a problem there, you know. Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of our reading. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Bren.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Now, you heard me say earlier that we were going to try and fit people in for a possible second reading there with our second hour guest. Now, if the call queue doesn't get too busy, we may be able to do that. But those that have had a reading already, it's really not fair to give them a second reading if we've got a big call queue. So we'll do our best, you know? We'll do our best and we'll try and fit you in. Right, we're going to do something now because we need to play some music to introduce our second hour guest. And I'm not sure which track is which, but we're going to do that now. So I'm just lining up the music, so just bear with me. Okay. And it would start in about 2 seconds.
Do y'all want to hear a new song off the album? Nah, we gon' run it back. Let's go.
Okay, there you go then. I'm sure Queen will tell us who that is as we bring in our second hour guest this evening. And we have Queen Opulence with us for the second hour of our show this evening. And, you know, on a Thursday evening, Bryn very often reads for Queen. But we're going to switch that around now. Because right on line six, would you believe, is our second hour again. And we're going to bring Bryn back in now.
Oh,
well, hi there.
Okay, I didn't know I was going to get a reading, but that sounds good. Hi, Queen.
Hi.
How
what
are you?
Would you like? I'm fabulous. I'm still feeling regal in speaking with you. What might I do for you?
Oh, great. Great. Let me think of a question. Do you see any kind of travel coming up for me at all? Any kind of travel?
Yes, but not right away.
Right.
I'm gonna say because of what's going on with the pandemic, et cetera, you're going to be cautious about traveling. So within, it's going to be a while, 3, 4, even 5 months. But when you go, when you travel, it's going to be a very wonderful journey. You might even travel by car. And you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. And a lot of, I'm seeing crystal mines. So,
oh, wow.
Either you are going to crystal mines or you're going to some places where there are crystal mines.
Oh, nice.
And
wow, fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. And also a place, it's going to be warm wherever you're going to because I see birds. I feel beautiful birds, exotic birds. Birds with wide wingspans that you would be encountering while you're on the road. As well as perhaps going to a bird sanctuary. I also feel you work on your physical body. I don't know if you lift weights or not, but
I do some weight work. I also tend to be very physical. I do some running, and you know, I run up stairways. I run around the park. I have to because that's kind of who I am, you know. I have to expend energy.
I see a very strong body, not like a bodybuilder.
Right.
Type,
no.
But a nice, strong, nice looking body. And I also.
No, thank you.
I'm not. You're welcome. I'm not hitting on you, but the image is a nice body, and your heart center. Your heart center is open. And with that said, I see a very beautiful feminine energy around you. Now, I'm not sure if this is a guide or on the physical level, but she has a intuitive sense that when you connect with her, you will... you will be up level. She will grant you access into places that you have yet to go in a relationship with the opposite sex. I do want to send you to the dentist. I want to send you to the dentist. And
your voice is a little muffled. It's a little muffled. Is there or maybe it's just the connection? I don't know. I can hear some of what you say, and then it kind of fades off.
My phone can be like that. I do want to send you to the dentist to have a checkup. And let me see what else may come forward for you.
Thank you so much.
getting things in order. So,
getting
things in order. Organizing.
Right.
That's going to bring you a kind of peace that you have yet to welcome in as well. Yeah. And also I'm getting Oriental, feng shui would be the way. That's what it is. Feng shui.
Oh.
Putting things in a way that is spiritually aligned with your energy. And you'll be able to do that simply by going into a meditation or however you bring through your peaceful energy. And you will be shown where to place things so that when you go to reach for them, they will be easily accessible and also visually appealing to you. Now, for some reason, the word hamper is coming. Now, that can be
hamper,
like to put something to put clothing in.
But
also, the word has a dual meaning. So, the hamper is the disorder is hampering your flow of success.
That's true. I can relate to that.
I also again want to take you into the Oriental Asian vibration. I'm seeing a scroll, and even interesting. Even learning to write from, love it, the words, to write from left to right instead of right to left, whatever you know.
Putting
in opposite direction that you. Oh, it's switching hands. Also,
switching hands on the left hand, doing the left hand instead of the right hand.
Yes, but also there's something to you writing from in the opposite direction, dealing with
direction.
Dealing with a scroll. You are going to be putting things on paper and giving them to your client.
Okay.
So like taking. You know, the symbols they have, like, for faith and hope and... calligraphy. So that calligraphy could become very, very important to you. Also, the martial arts around you, like Kung Fu, Tai Chi,
I just started doing some Tai Chi online,
That's going to bring you a lot of peace, and also open you up to the Oriental vibration.
Yeah.
Also,
right.
What are those things called? You know, in the water, a waterfall.
Waterfall. I love waterfalls.
If you don't have one, get one. If you have one, get another one. And I see you coming into one that's going to have the calligraphy, a calligraphy symbol on it as well that is going to be meaningful to you. I'm also seeing a gong, a small gong.
Wow.
That's going to have something to do with when you work with your people. Now, any questions pertaining to anything I said or anything else?
No, this is incredible. You're so good. I really love the way you read. No, very good. Yeah, very relevant to everything. Yeah, so excellent job.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And let me see. Sacred rituals of your own creation will become more important to you.
And you're going to work with this. I see a little boy around you.
Huh.
You're gonna you might him while you're out running, you know, doing your natural course of things. But there's a little boy that you're going to come in contact with that's going to be influenced by your energy and your
okay.
Feet.
All right.
He might have fallen off a bike. He might be crying for some reason, but you're going to touch him in a way that's going to be really impactful on his on comforting him.
Okay,
thank you.
That's great. Oh, thank you so much. That was beautiful. I love how you put things together, Queen. You're so wonderful. What a lady.
Thank
you're great.
Thank you.
Take care. You're great. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Okay. There's a bit of an echo there. Going back on that one. Right. Three microphones open at the same time. Okay. Now, we are with our second person of the evening. Let me see. Where are we going? Okay. Second person, second hour. Donna.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Well,
how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I think my luck has changed. I like to go to the casino once in a while, and I'm winning, so I'm real happy. So I hope it continues, and yeah. So I'm able to save some money now because I want to go traveling next year. And I'd really like to meet a fellow and go traveling with him, someone that's retired like I am. And do you see that happening?
Okay. Well, I would advise you to, as you well know, Lady Luck has a way of coming and going. And to be mindful of her. She can be fickle. And she,
oh, yeah, I only go up with a certain amount of money. I go up with $50. And if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. You know, so it's not too bad.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it at that. And I see you setting out to travel on your own. But
okay.
As you begin to admire yourself more and be more thinking independently, being able to take care of yourself, by yourself, with yourself, you will be more of a magnet. You will be more of a magnet.
Yeah, I've been taking care of myself my whole life. I've never been married. I don't have kids. So, yeah, I'm pretty independent. I've been taking care of myself my whole life. Yeah.
Well, don't stop
I traveled,
now.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot by myself, too. I've been to several countries by myself. Yeah.
Well, regaining that energy of those times when you have done that, because that's going to magnetize you to attract not just one male, but several males who would find you interesting, that you will meet along your travel. In terms of a did you say a widower? You're looking for someone who is a widower or older?
Well, I'm older. I'm 67. So I guess he will. I'm 67, you know?
Well, he doesn't have to be older, but anyway.
I know, but the young ones kind of bore me a little bit, to tell you the truth.
Okay. I would suggest that you be real clear about what it is that you're looking for in a companion. If he is college educated, if he has a good pension, if his children are supportive of him, but not that they don't hover over him, things of that nature, make a vision board of what it is that you would like in a male and or men, because I would not like you to limit yourself to thinking about one. Except that you could attract more than one. And now I see you going out dancing, and I see that would be a way that you could meet men. Like, I'm seeing you become very proficient in your dancing if you choose. Like, going to a place like, and I don't know why Arthur Murray, you're older, so you know who he is, I'm sure. Arthur Murray Dance Studios, I don't even know if they're still around. But a place like that where they would teach ballroom dancing, time, because I'm seeing a whole lot of older men in that environment that would be looking for women who would be able to dance. They don't want women who can't dance, though, because they're looking for partners to dance with, fun with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, like, so clear that you would have a blast with them. This would also be a way of traveling and meeting a lot of other people, males, females, who, and this is something too, if you chose to get involved in this, you could become very good and generate extra money, like going into competition. I'm seeing several males in this, and some of them are younger. They're not older. Necessarily. I'm going to tell you a story briefly. There's a woman, I think she finally passed. She was like 104, quite flexible, still doing a split. Her partner was like 65, something like that. And she was in that arena. So I'll leave you with that. Do you have any more questions?
Do you see the money situation getting better? My brother-in-law did mention that he pays for the nursing home of his aunt, which is like $8,000 a month, and he said that he would split that money between my sister and I when she passes. Do you see him actually doing what he said?
Well, first thing is I don't know when she's going to pass, so don't become.
Well, she's 90. But she's 95. So can't be too far off, I don't think. She's wheelchair bound and stuff.
I just spoke of somebody 100 something, but let me see. He will help you. He will help you. If he's still around, what does he say? He will help you. So make sure that you pin him down, because something could happen to him. That he would leave you something.
He has us in the trust. We're already in his trust if anything happens to him. See what I mean?
Okay. So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. He will look out for you. He's a good guy. So when you make that list, put qualities that he has on for the men to come into your energy. Because he's a good guy.
He's so kind. I've never met, he was my friend, but there was no chemistry there, so I introduced him to my sister, they hit it off and they got married, and neither one of them have children, and he is a trust fund baby, so he never really had to work, but very kind, very Christian, and he's very nice.
Yeah, he sounds very special, and to bring that kind of vibration to you. You will always have enough money, and he is going to, I'm getting the feeling, too, that you might want to seek his counsel in terms of making some investments, small investments in those $50 coins that you might drop in the slot machine or on the crap table, that he might guide you as to what you might do with some of that casino money. He could be a help in that way.
Yeah. Well, I go up about once a week, so it's not too much, but it's my fun. Put it that way. It's my fun. I have a lot of fun up there. No.
I see you swimming, too.
Oh, I went swimming today. Yeah.
I see you swimming. And that should be a stimulating for your spirit. Very stimulating for
yes.
your spirit.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I like it very much. It's very nice, yeah. Okay, and then is everything going to go okay with where I'm living? I'm on housing. Are they going to okay me for another year?
Looks like they are. Looks good to me.
Okay, I had that feeling, too. Yeah, I had that feeling, too. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Wow, you've been very helpful. I'm going to do that vision board today.
All right, well, have fun.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. Right. Maybe. Right. And you could hear that squeaky sound there. And a squeaky sound, not coming from Queen, by the way, because Queen's microphone is still open while I'm talking to you. So the squeaky sound that you were hearing there was actually coming from Donna. So can I remind people, please, not to have the show page player open during a show. If you want to listen to yourself, you've got plenty of ample time to do it after the show, please. Yeah. So do switch off your speakerphone. Yeah. Because that creates feedback as well. Okay. Right. Everybody's disappearing, which is kind of strange. And we said we were going to do this. So we're going to take our very first caller of the evening, and we're going to give her now a second reading. And we said we'd do this if people stayed and if we had time, but there you go, lovely. Okay, so two for the price of one this evening. And will you please consider your donations? Heather.
Hello. I'm still here. Hi. Not much. It's kind of great to get to talk to you tonight. I did have an additional question about if you could get my husband's name, but like who I'll marry, what is his name? But also I have a question about will I get into law school?
Well, the law school one is easier than getting your husband's name, for me anyway. yeah, you'll get into law school. That's much easier for answer. And midway through law school, you may change your mind. Law school is, you're going to find it more more than you bargained for in terms of the bureaucracy of it all. You seem to be a person who is, the word humanitarian is coming to my mind, and you would like to be fair with people. And as you explore the way the law is set up, you may choose to take another path. But to answer your question, you will get into law school. I'm going to give it a try for the name, because Herbert, which is a name that wouldn't, you know, not in my, I don't know, well, maybe I did know a Herbert. Herbert or an Andrew. So there you go. Two names came up. See what happened. So when you meet your name Herbert, you know, could be the one. I'm just curious, why are you interested in your husband's, your potential future husband's name?
I had asked Bryn earlier about my love life, and he gave me a time frame. But we got cut off, and I was going to ask him if he could get a name. So I just kind of wanted to follow up and see if anybody could get a name. Just curious.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Not at this time. I very much appreciate being able to get the readings tonight.
Okay, well, glad we could assist you. And, okay, there's a words of wisdom from an elder, being myself. Do not be concerned about the, what is the biological clock ticking. When the time is right, the right person will show up for you, who will benefit you to your highest requirement. Being in a rush because of I'm getting older is not a wise way to look for a relationship. As a matter of fact, it's better if he is looking for you and you just happen to bump into him, opposed to you looking for him, because that will give you a much better relationship. Just some words of wisdom from an elder.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's pretty much what I've been doing. thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Thanks, Steve. Right. Now, a lot of people from the first hour took their reading and kind of disappeared. Heather was our first call, and she stayed. Okay. I'm going to mute Queen for just a little moment because we're going to go to Suzanne next. And then Tina is still with us as well. We do have another piece of music, but we're going to play out with that one because we haven't really practical to play it now at the moment. I've got about 7 minutes to do this in really now. Really could do with we've got time to do the next two readings and we've got time to play out, so it's just worked out really nice this evening. But I want to remind people, please, that we've given you two lovely psychics this evening. Two lovely mediums, psychic mediums, with different modalities, if you will, and different ways of reading. So two for the price of one this evening, really. And when we say the price off, how many have actually donated? Because we're seeing no donations whatsoever coming in over the past two shows. It's kind of crazy. The button is there for the click off. It only needs to be clicked to go there, and nobody's doing it. So I think on occasion people do, and then they kind of shy off on the next show. And I can't figure that out, really, to be quite honest, because it seems kind of strange how people would call in the next night and the next night and the next night for seven nights a week, and only donate on the first night, because you're getting seven readings over a week, and a possible 31 readings in a month, and that's 31 days in some months. Come on, we're on air for every single one of them wherever possible. That's 31 readings in a month, and the expectancy really is that, if you're going to support us, and support us at least once in the month, All right, Carolyn's joined back. Ah, yeah, that's lucky, isn't it? Carolyn's back. So Carolyn gets a double second reading now, you see. Carolyn's come back. So that's wonderful. And we've got just enough time to do that. So we're going to bring Queen back on the mic. And we've got Suzanne.
Hello. Well, hello. Hello.
Ah, just bear with me, Susan. Because
I was muted. Hi. What's on your mind? Can you hear me now?
I can.
Do you have a question?
I really just want to see what reading I'm supposed to get, but if you're not comfortable with that, I can give you something else.
I would like you to give me something else.
Okay, I wondered if you see what kind of work you see me doing.
I see you in a bakery. For food preparation. I see
okay.
you in a clothing arena. You could be working with fabric, interior decorating, fashion. Now, with the bakery, that can include fashion as well as some stuff. What is it? I would call them sculptures and jewels with baking, cakes and pastries. I'm seeing some beautiful things. Also working with colors, that's interior design. Now, is anything I'm saying making sense to you?
I don't know that I would do those professionally, but I certainly do them in my as a hobby, yeah.
Well, it came very strongly for me to say it to you. So I will say you might want to consider this as a potential profession, side business, and see where it
okay.
leads. I see you catering. Ah. This is interesting. Catering to an affluent clientele. It's saying to me that you wouldn't have to work for the masses, so to speak. Because first I saw you like catering to a wealthy individual, and then perhaps some function. But these are people who have money, who can pay you well. So when and if you choose to go into this for a profit, you will attract, because of your artistry, you will attract people who can afford to pay you a premium price. I'm also getting the gold within the edible gold being woven into your pastry and your cake. The interior decorating is very you have an eye for fabric, and you could go to places and be a shopper. Again, I see you attracting people who have money to be like a buyer for them, for fabrics, like for drapes and for couches, pillows, things of that nature. You know, play around with that and see what it brings to you. you know, for your future, instead of doing what you're not sure you want to do right now. Give me another question.
Do you see me doing any spiritual work?
Feeding people is spiritual.
Okay.
And you don't have to use sugar in your recipes. And colors that you use in the fabric can be very healing for the people whose homes you go into. And when you go into the homes, you can add like crystals into the decor that you recommend for them. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I don't know why. Coins. For some reason, coins. I'm not sure what it means at the moment, but I'm seeing coins in terms of your work. So that might be also, there could be the tarot deck with the coins in it. I could see you going to, I thought it was going to be India, but it's like Russia. There's an art form. I'm not getting it at this moment, but there's an art form that Russian mystics, look this up, are known for. And this could be something that you would venture into. And now the word's coming in, that you could get involved in seances. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. The spiritual work is there. Depends on how you look at, you know, what it is you're doing. It's there for you. And you will be happy. You're quite welcome. Thank you for asking the questions, which opened up the portal for me to answer.
Very exciting.
Good. Enjoy.
Any messages from family that's crossed over, anything like that?
Oh, interesting. I'm seeing someone with silver hair. So clearly it was an older person. Could be a grandmother, great-grandmother. Long hair. And she is saying, you can have your heart's desire once you know what you desire. There's going to be unseen shifts in your life. So that could easily be what came before. Oh, my goodness. It's something about working with your hands and massaging. So a good massage.
Yes.
Yes, meaning what?
I've been told I'm a healer, and that my hands are going to be the healing.
Okay. Well, that's what she is saying. There's a ring, too, for your middle finger that you will acquire that will assist you in your healing work. Draw your energy from the sun. So being out in the rays of the sun and putting your hands up to receive the warmth of the sun will assist you. But look into that Russian vibration, because it came Russian back in. I'd be interested to know what it is, because right now it's kind of foggy. You have relatives?
Yeah, I will look it up. I don't. Nobody that I know of.
Okay. But that's all she's saying. And let your hair flow free.
Okay.
That's all I have from her.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. Right. That's on my, because we now have Tina.
My queen, good evening.
Good evening, my lady.
My queen, good evening. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am doing very well. I must admit, you are doing very, very well with the radio today, my queen.
Well, I thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. I know I got a reading from Bryn earlier on, and it hit home with some things. Is there anything else that you could be picking up?
Yes. I heard your reading with Bryn, and he talked about the angelic vibration, and I'm seeing you with wings.
Oh.
A lot of wisdom to share, and your aura is expanding. Your cup of love that you are sharing with others is going to be similar to what he was saying. You are going to be flying into new arenas, into new areas.
Lovely.
You have the heavens on your side, on your front, your back.
Mm-hmm.
Your head. And dream the dream.
Yeah.
That you wish to come true. Your
brilliant.
Your children are enjoying assisting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to speak to you about your solar plexus. And
okay.
To put a heating pad there for relief.
Yeah.
Abundance is coming your way. It's overflowing. There is a plant. This is similar to what he was saying. There is a plant, a money plant.
Okay.
As you water it, it's going to attract the money to you. Wealth is overflowing for you. And speaking of water, you should drink more water.
Okay.
And water again. To use holy water in your, when you go out into the public, as you are going, I know, to have holy water that comes from different places that you go. Now, you could package this as a gift to the people you deal with. You could package it as a way of being to bring in this abundance. It could be a combination of both, but use it in your work.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to anoint their head, their first eye. Well, most people call it, a lot of people call it the third eye, but anoint their head with the sign of the cross and, or I'm going to say the Ankh, and put that there to help them to be able to see clearer for themselves. If you're going to be traveling by car, I want you to get your car checked in.
I will, yeah.
That it is in tip-top shape. Yes, but you will be able to financially do whatever is necessary to ensure that you're traveling along with your in a vehicle will be safe and secure. You're going to team up with someone as well that will enhance what you are doing. Someone whose gifts are different, but yet they complement yours. And it will also allow you to have a companion on the road. People are going to open up their homes to you as well. where you can stay with them if you choose to. And also, I know you wanted to have parties, and this is going to happen, but they will want you to stay with them. Because they might want to keep asking and not want you to go to sleep. So that's
right.
Something to have to consider. Do you have any questions?
No. Pretty much what you said is pretty much is what is sort of going on around me right now. I've always got angels around me because I've always got a constant, it's either a whistling or a ringing in my ears. It all seems to be there 24/7. I don't know whether it is that my guides that are around me.
It's interesting. Of course, I want you to wear bigger earrings. Larger earrings, because that's the first thing I get around the ears. To adorn yourself more when you are reading. And the metal that you use is important. And I'm seeing a gold color or brass, but I'm feeling silver. So maybe a combination of both. Oh, and the air, it's indicative of change. It's change coming in. And then a spirit coming in, telling you to listen to yourself. There are people trying to tell you how to run this operation. It's your operation. You run it the way you want to run it.
Yeah.
Because you know what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And that feeling is, or whatever the sound you said, it's to make you aware to listen to yourself.
Right,
because
okay.
That's important for your success on these road trips. Your mother is in spirit, is she?
Yes, she is, yes.
She's giving me a bow for your hair.
Oh, my God.
And also a comb.
Yeah, I know what they are.
And a pearl for your finger. Oh, and also for your ear.
Right, okay. That's funny you should say that because I've got my mum's wedding ring on a necklace around my neck, and I've also got two of her rings on my finger. So it's funny you should say that she's giving you all these jewels.
She's kissing her hand. Like I've got my hand to my mouth, but I want to put it on your forehead. And did you, as a child, like, if you had some issues, fevers as a child, she's reminding you of how she knew how to soothe you. So when you have a desire to return to that vibration, just rub your forehead and think of her.
Right. Okay.
It's a kiss from her middle finger and the finger closest to the thumb. And she's kissing it. She's putting it on your first eye.
Yeah. Thank you very much, my queen. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my queen.
Okay. I think we've had an amazing show this evening. You know, it's just really been lovely the way things have gone. Right, let's see where we are. All right. Caroline's back in. And we do have another lady that's just joined us. So, Carolyn.
Oh, Ken, this is Carolyn. I donate every time I call in. Are you not getting my donations?
You're not getting them? I hope you're getting them. I donated today. Every time I call in, I donate.
You know, I can't be sure because I think we're having problems with PayPal itself there because they don't seem to be, and then all of a sudden everything arrives all at once, yeah? So
okay.
It could be PayPal itself. I wouldn't take much notice, yeah?
Okay, because I donate every single time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just, yeah. Okay, thank you.
What's
Hello.
Up, what's up?
Oh, whatever you get is fine.
I'm surprised you called back after what you said when we were talking to Brent.
Well, I wanted to also touch base with Ken because I always donate, always.
So, do you want a reading with me?
Sure. I don't think I've ever had a reading with you.
Okay, let's see what comes up. Be mindful of the thoughts you are ingesting. So I'm going to say that you might want to change the food you're eating. And the food you're eating has to do with your thoughts. And your thoughts are, because I did hear your reading with Brent, and your thoughts are, is my house going to sell? Your house is going to sell, and it's going to be in the right time for the right price. Those type of thoughts will serve you better than wondering if it will, because it will sell. And you'll be quite happy when it does sell. In the meantime, there will be some trying situations that will make you have to go inside to find peace in the midst of the turmoil of moving, which is a challenging situation anyway, and to apply your whatever energy work that you are aware of, using, for you I see walking in nature and bringing fresh flowers into your environment so that it will bring you a certain kind of peace that you are requiring now. Your path is smoother, but there are going to be challenges in terms of moving. I suggest you get your, if your boxes are not packed, that you pack them in the knowing that you will be leaving and that you leave out enough for you to have a change of clothes for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So it's going to be easier for you to come. And I'm seeing a clock now, and the clock is, the time is moving. The time will go by fast. And before you know it, you will be in your temporary home, and then your new home. Your new home is not available as of yet. It almost feels like it's going to be a place that senior citizens had owned, and they're either going into a retirement home or they will transition or move in with their children. So it's just not quite available just yet. But your final home will be quite beautiful. And, yeah, Let me see what else I may have for you, Carolyn. Deep breathing as well with your change of diet in terms of your thoughts for what you are ingesting. Deep breathing and visualizing yourself in this home with the things you would like. I see light. I see nice windows. I see woods. Nice woods. High ceilings. In a neighborhood that is mostly friendly, quiet, well kept, but you'll be happy where you're going. Would you like to ask me anything?
You know, it's funny. I'm going right now to go walk, and that's what I do. I do a lot of walking, and it's also out in nature. So you picked that up very clearly.
Also being told to say to you, embrace all parts of yourself, which is what we all should do. But it's for you at this time to appreciate where you have come from and your accomplishments and recognize, how this fits in there is interesting. Your literacy, in terms of contracts, I feel like you will be able to identify any flaws within the contract a realtor, either in the selling or the rebuying, will have overlooked. This might be something that you might want to devote some attention to now in terms of contract awareness so that things go smoothly. I'm getting a piano. You play the piano?
No, but I've always wanted to, and I've stopped and started.
Well, it might be a good time for you to get you a little keyboard. I'm actually seeing a very large piano at some point, but get you a little keyboard, if you will, and play. It's going to give you a great pleasure because it will be checking something off the list of something you wanted to do and being able to do it. That's what I have for you, unless you have a question.
Well, I cleared out my house in preparation of selling it, so I did have two keyboards, and one was for my grandson, one was for me. So, yeah, I'm definitely not going to put that thought away forever in a day, when I settle down. So, no questions. And, I've seen your website. It's very pretty, the stuff that you sell on there.
My website? I don't have a website.
Oh, I thought you did. Maybe I'm getting you confused with someone else.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get to, okay, there's the bell. Okay. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for staying there. And it did come through, Carolyn. I can confirm that, yeah. Okay. There's one lady that actually paid twice. She got... And it's kind of strange because the lady kept getting bumped out of the queue, and she got bumped out of the queue, and she actually donated for both parts of the show. Bless her, you know. So there's three people out of 11. But yeah, it's at least we got something, which is, you know, it's better than nothing, really, I suppose. Okay, it's that time, Queen. We've come to that time in the show where we've got to wrap it up, ladies and gents. And I think we've had an amazing 2 hours there this evening. And we'll hopefully do it all again next week, Queen, yeah?
We'll see. I'll say yes for now. I have to check my calendar. And also the first song you played, I would have liked to gone out with that. That was Silk Sonic and Bruno Mars. But now is, yeah, it'll be a good one to go out with. And do you still have that song that my friend has been on your board for a long time?
Alright, you're in the studio, that one, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, that one too would be nice to have, but the other song would be nice, and I did enjoy being here this evening. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you, Queen. Right, you know, ladies and gents, I think I'll be to say, because, you know, we have an archive player, and we've had a wonderful show this evening. So, you know, I think it's only fitting that we play both. Yeah? And we will play into archive time. So we'll start off with the first one. And then we will finish the show with something a little special. How's that?
If the storm comes, if we break. Sokale wa wow wow wa mi loko mi lo
to survivors of the world. The elders are tired. To God we belong. To God we return. You find yourself in a room with all the people you lost, and you dance with joy, as pure as your father's face.